Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And I think you're going to like that you did that, because, in fact, you probably already know why you did it, because you already know that Allison DeBall is with us. Allison's a member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of DeBall & Associates, which is a marketing and public relations firm. She specializes in helping people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace, and she's got some stuff to talk to us about today. Allison, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Great to speak with you.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
One of the things that I've observed, and I was telling the audience in the previous hour, that, you know, when you've been around as long as I have, I don't mark my career in years anymore. I mark it in decades.
Great.
And I didn't inherit any of my gray hair. I earned all of it. But it's been interesting to me to see things, the advent of movements and how they justify themselves. A few years ago, one of the big movements was diversity. And a lot of people thought that diversity was just a political correct thing. And then it became clear after a while that diversity, having a diverse workforce, is not only the right thing to do, it's good business. And now comes green. Now comes the environmental thing. And my audience knows that I'm no tree hugger. I love trees as much as anybody, but I'm also not, I'm not some religious environmentalist. I'm a marketplace guy, and I think that there's got to be a balance between the marketplace and our world, but not too far one way or the other. But I do think that the green economy, is not just the right thing to do anymore. It's good business, isn't it?
I could not agree more. And with our agency, we work with a number of clients in the green tech and clean tech space. So we really see a lot of the behind the scenes and what's been happening in green tech development. We would say this is no longer a trend, it's no longer a movement, it's simply a de facto way of doing business. So to your point, green tech has developed a number of viable business models that are offering us products and services that are beneficial to all of us as individuals, and from an industrial level have created entirely new revenue models and revenue streams that are bolstering our economy overall.
And see, the reason I like green, some people who listen to me know that I am a vociferous opponent to cap-and-trade legislation. I'm a vociferous proponent of drilling for oil wherever we have it, because we have the technology today to do it right. I don't think the polar bears are becoming extinct, and I do think that the Earth is warming, and I don't know whether humans are contributing to it, but I don't think wrecking the economy is the way to do that. Now, they know that I'm like that, Allison, if you didn't. But what I am saying is, the reason I like the green movement, the reason I want to encourage people to do this, is because, Allison, this is what industry in America has been doing for decades now. American companies are the most efficient per dollar of productivity in the world. And we don't get credit for that, Allison. We don't get the credit for producing $13 trillion worth of economy and not using any more carbon than China does for one-fifth of that economy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we shouldn't be demonizing American businesses because we have all this carbon output. We should be congratulating them on year over year becoming more efficient.
I agree entirely that our economy on a national level is extraordinarily well developed and streamlined. And I also think that in terms of green tech and implementing that, it's so easy for us to begin on even an individual level. One area of green tech that has gained huge prominence is just lighting.
Yes.
And lighting has been developing. We all know now that CFLs are the de facto choice. Incandescent bulbs, the ones we all grew up with.
They're on their way out, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And in fact, there are legal mandates that say by a certain time we won't be able to use those
anymore. Well, see, I'm against that.
Okay.
I don't like the government telling me that I can't use a product. I don't think that's a good idea. But I do think it's smart to use fluorescents LEDs.
LEDs,
yeah.
I agree. And you know, if you look at it, not even from a green movement perspective, just decide: do you want to save money?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
That's what the individual benefit is.
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back. Allison DeBaul is helping us with understand where the world is going. She's doing a good job, too. 20 Till, stay with us.
When you're down and trouble.
Sweet Baby James. Bringing us back, it's the lilting voices, the outstanding voices, voice of James Taylor. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great time with our good friend Allison DeBaul. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Allison, do you like James Taylor?
Love James Taylor.
Isn't he something?
Hear that.
Yeah, he's one of the best. Allison is the founder of DeBaul & Associates, a marketing and public relations firm. We're talking about the green movement, the green economy, the green stuff that's going on out there. And folks, please understand, if you're kind of like me, kind of a little wacko, you know, and you agree with me on some of this anti, you know, climate change stuff that people are trying to shove down our throats, don't think that that means that you need to be skeptical of the green movement. It's the right thing to do, isn't it, Allison?
It absolutely is, and thanks for pointing that out, because on a national economic scale, there's quite a bit going on that each of us may or may not agree with, but I think what we can all agree with is that individually we can do more.
And you know, there's one other thing, Allison. We're all worried about not being able to compete with China, right?
Yes.
Guess what? China can't hold a candle. They can't hold a coat. Can't hold our coats when it comes to efficient use of energy. Mm-hmm. One of the ways that they're going to become uncompetitive is their consumption of energy. And if Americans could move away from the consumption of as much energy, we can level the competitive playing field quicker than they can, because we've got a 200-year head start. What do you think?
I think that's entirely accurate. And if we break it down to individual levels, there are certain categories within green tech that are doing particularly well. We touched on lighting just a moment ago.
Mm-hmm. By the way, let me tell you what I saw the other day on this lighting thing. I saw a guy give a demonstration, and he used a heat meter and another device, and the difference between how much heat the incandescent light put out compared to the fluorescent light, the difference in the lifespan and all that, he demonstrated right in front of us. It was shocking how much difference there was.
Well, you know, certain studies even go so far as to say that 90% of the heat generated by the human population comes from lighting.
Wow.
That's enormous. And mm-hmm. imagine going from incandescent bulbs, which are the ones we're all so familiar with, that shed most of their energy in wasted heat, and moving to CFLs or ultimately LED bulbs
mm-hmm.
that remain cool to the touch. They're much more efficient. They can last now for up to 35 years.
Right.
And cutting that energy waste by more than half, that's just a no-brainer.
You know, one of the reasons, though, Allison, to have a little fun here, I don't like the idea of not being able to get an incandescent bulb. Fluorescent lights in the bathroom, they're not our friend.
No, they are not.
When you're over 30, fluorescent lights in the bathroom are not our friend. I just got to say that. So, okay. All right, keep going. Keep going.
Well, the good news is, for example, we work with a number of lighting companies in the LED sector. LED is next generation following CFLs. And they're bulbs being made for residential use and for industrial use. And for residential use, if you swap out two incandescent bulbs with an LED bulb, let's just talk about individual benefits beyond the green movement.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of money you're saving is tremendous over the lifespan of the bulb. The LED bulbs that our clients sell typically are able to last about 35 years right now. So while the price is higher going in, the amount of money you save on electricity consumption over time pays for the bulb within the first 6 years.
Wow.
And it lasts.
And it's still working.
It's still working. Yeah. You're still using it. And at the end, you can recycle it so that you're not just wasting all those parts and you're not contributing mercury to the environment.
But the way to think about this thing is from a holistic standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. Not just bulbs, but all of the energy that we consume.
Sure. I think one way to look at it is to break it down into a way that is meaningful in your own life, because it's just too big a bite to take off to say, I'm going to become completely energy efficient, or I'm going to make my small company become entirely energy efficient. Break it down into the steps that are meaningful. Lighting is one easy way. In terms of how we get our power, there are a tremendous number of companies participating right now in the solar energy space. And on an individual level, that might mean putting solar panels on the roof of your business building. It might mean ultimately getting electricity through an industrial scale solar provider like a company called Bright Source Energy that has huge farms, solar panels out in the desert, and they're bringing us electricity that way.
Right, so, like electricity in the cloud, solar electricity in the cloud, so to speak.
Yes.
You know, one thing that's very exciting to me, Allison, that ties in with this, is the work that's being done with batteries right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that one of the batteries in our future will be printed on paper?
I have not seen that. That
printed on paper. You can fold it. You can wad it up and it literally will store energy. I mean, that's what's in our future. And I mean, it's being done right now, but it's not commercial yet. But I mean, I have a couple of futurists who join me quite often, and they've been reporting on some of the battery stuff that's out there that's just amazing.
And I didn't know about
that. But from a holistic green standpoint, we've got to get our electric grid so we can handle that. Did you know right now, Allison, that if everybody had an electric car, our grid wouldn't handle that? We'd be in big trouble. Our electric grid would not handle charging all those cars. Stand by, Tintail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Allison DeBall is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.